Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Developing new and effective methods to rebuild the forest after oil sands mining is a major effort for Syncrude. One research project at Base Mine Lake is investigating whether willows can tolerate the high levels of salt in soil left over from bitumen production. Richard Krieger of the Canadian Forest Service outlines the advantages of using willows in bioremediation and rebuilding the forest.
Willows are what they call a pioneer species, so they're one of the first species to come into an area that's been disturbed after fire or where the soil has been exposed. And so they grow very quickly and occupy the site, which is important if you don't want non-native weeds to get established. The other thing is they have a very fibrous and extensive root system. So that's got several advantages if you're trying to keep the soil from moving, whether it's from water erosion or something like that. The other thing is both from the leaves that are dropped every fall and the roots that are in the soil, they start building up the soil organic matter. They also provide a place for other plants to start coming in to the ecosystem under the willows, so maybe more shade tolerant, other native plants.
Richard Krieger says willows are also useful at sewage lagoons, thanks today to Syncrude. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.